family, welcome to today's podcast. Today we'll be looking at Matthew 11, 28, the famous verse that Jesus gives us a welcoming. It is so comforting, it is so right on to have Jesus give us these words of rest. A lot of us are heavy burdened and heavy laden, and we're doing things for others and keep on doing things for others. And we're hoping against hope that burnout will not happen, that we won't fly off the handle and look ridiculous in trying to be so actively involved in the community. So let's go ahead and pray for our heavy burden and heavy laden. Anyone that's out there that's carrying a big load, probably all the mothers worry so much. Let's go ahead and pray and ask God's presence. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for the work that you have put in our hearts for us to do, the love, and that there is love in praying for others too, praying for the weak ones, the less fortunate ones, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, that you give us that strength and the ability to keep going and doing your work, Lord, and being the wise ones according to the righteousness of Jesus Christ, to being the sanctified ones according to your righteousness in Jesus Christ, to being the sanctified ones according to riches and glory in Christ Jesus and the redeemed of the Lord. And we say so. We are redeemed, redeemed, and redeemed in Jesus' name. Amen. So our scripture for this morning is in Matthew 11, 28. And I was searching for a content, so I pulled out all my Bibles. And I'm going to do this heavy search in the Bible and find out its true meaning. And I know there's a deeper meaning than what we're seeing right here. And there is. And the Amplified Bible, the classic one, hits it out of the park in just one little verse. You'll see when we run into it. I'm going to read it from different translations from the Bible Hub. It's a wonderful, practical tool. As soon as you put one scripture in, they give you an incredible amount of other translations of that scripture. So I'm just going to read and scroll down, and you'll see the Amplified. When it comes up, you'll hear it and see the difference. Okay? Here we go. The NIV says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." English Standard Version. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Berean Study Bible. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." King James. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And the New King's James Bible says the same thing. The New American Standard Bible, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The NASB, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And here we go. The Amplified Bible. Here's the one. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden," and it has brackets, "by heavy burden by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation." Isn't that awesome? Isn't that beautiful? How the Amplified hits it out of the park, explains, and goes deep for us. They've done the work behind the scenes. Amen. And on that scripture, now you say, well, let's read it in contents. In verse 20, It says, when then he began to denounce the people in the cities in which most of his miracles were done, because they did not repent and change their hearts and lives. Woe, judgment is coming to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, cities of the Gentiles, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Their hearts would have been changed, and they would have expressed sorrow for their sins and rebellion against God. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the pagan cities of Tyre and Sidon on that day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, are you to be exalted to heaven for your apathy and unresponsiveness? You will descend to Hades, the realm of the dead. For if the miracles done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. All that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, at that time, Lord of heaven and earth, I openly and joyfully acknowledge your great wisdom, that you have hidden these things, these spiritual truths, from the wise and intelligent, and revealed them to infants, to new believers, to those seeking God's will and purpose. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one fully knows and accurately understands the Son except the Father. And no one fully knows and accurately understands the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to reveal him. That's us, folks. See in that last place that no one fully understands the Father, no one fully understands the Son, except the Father and the Son. And then he goes, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to reveal him, to reveal the Father to us, the Amplified Bible. And it's beautiful to see when our eyes are keep being open, there are already incredible miracles established where we automatically and naturally respond and honor the Father for the great miracle and glories are all around us, and continue to do for things for us. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewed blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. Amen. Amen. Now, the object is the peace of Jesus and to refresh our souls. So the first thing that came up to me is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. The Lord restores my soul. The Lord restores my soul, and he makes me walk in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, that sounds to me like he helps us to walk in work, in jobs that continue to honor him and refresh our souls, so we can get rest, revive our souls. Amen. The Lord said, all things have been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Okay, that verse is where we're at. The Lord Jesus has allowed us to see Father God the same way Jesus sees him. And all these scriptures are connected in the Old Testament with Isaiah 28:12. This is the place of rest. Let the weary rest. This is the place of repose. Amen. Jeremiah 31:25. For I will refresh the weary soul and replenish all who are weak. Jeremiah 31:25. John 7:37. On the last greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and called out in a loud voice, "And if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." If anyone is thirsty. You know, I was thirsty. I came into the 12-step program, and I was thirsty. I went and I looked and I looked and I wasn't satisfied. I was still thirsty. I was thirsty. And someone came and gave me the gospel. They told me many times I would not listen because I was religious. And then finally, I had nothing to lose if I believed. Has it come to this? I was cornered. The only way I could say, why not? What do I have to lose to believe? And boom, that's when it happened. The river started to flow. The peace started to flow in. The song started to come out. I got that spiritual renewal. And now sometimes I work so to get more and more of that river. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. In Acts 20:35, it says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, this verse right here, Acts 20:35, in everything I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. Well, the promise does go that we will be replenished, right? And if we keep doing things for others that they can do for themselves, they'll never help out. God helps those who help those who help those who help those. Amen. Well, that was a fast look. I have another few more scriptures to finish this up in the next couple of minutes. Isaiah 45:22-25 says, "Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there's no one else. Look unto me," says the Lord. Isaiah 53:2-3. "For he shall grow up before him in a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground, he has no form, no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." When we shall see him. Isaiah 55:1-3. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come you buy and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Amen. So that's good. Let's go ahead and pray. Let me pray for salvation, for anyone that should need salvation that's once more. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of all my sins. I accept your work on the cross. I accept that you died for my sins on the cross. You carry the heavy burden to take away my sins, Lord. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, and I believe you were raised from the dead on the third day, Lord God. Establish, Lord, a way for me to reach heaven. Lord, you open the way of rest and tranquility through your sacrifice on the cross, Lord. And you give it to me as a gift. Lord, I take it. I receive it. I ask you to save me and redeem me, Lord, and take me up to heaven, Lord God. I give you my life, my will, my ways, Lord, just as I am, Lord. Thank you, Father, for helping me in my walk and my salvation. So, in Jesus' mighty name, I surrender to you. Amen and amen. God bless your family. Get out there and let's go to work. Give them heaven, but not after we rest it. Like today's a wonderful day to rest. Rest in the Lord till we are renewed in strength. Amen. Take care.